Yesterday we did the Gemara that speaks about that Shemitah, that Nisan is the beginning of the Shemitah, the Tishrei is the beginning of Shemitah. And the Gemara asks, what's the makor for that? And the Gemara says, because it says, B'shana Shvius Tishbois. We can start the Gemara again from the two dots. We did the Gemara also before that. We were talking about the Malachim, but I think we should start from over there. It says L'shmit in Minolan Dechsiv U'Bashana Shvius Shnas Shabosan Yeh La'aretz. It says over there Shana, and the Gomer Shana Mitishrei Dechsiv Reishis Hashana, and so it says Shana, and it says Shana. Reishis Hashana is referring to Tishrei. V'Ligmor Shana Min Nisan. Why don't we instead use the word Shana and link it to a different place where it says Shana, which is referring to Nisan Dechsiv Rishon L'Shem L'Chem L'Chad She'Hashana. Says the Gemara, oh, done in Shana She'enim O'chadashim, Mishana She'enim O'chadashim, Ve'ain done in Shana She'enim O'chadashim, Mishana She'yeshim O'chadashim. So therefore, we are not going to make that that hekesh, because the words are more similar when it comes to Tishrei than it does to Nisan. U'v'yoyvlois, says the Gemara, but Yoyvl also it's from Tishrei. Yoyvlois be'echad b'tishreihu, Yoyvlois be'yud b'tishreihu. The Gemara asks the question, Yoyevel doesn't start on Echa B'Tishrei. It starts on Yud B'Tishrei. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Yom HaKippurim Tavir Shofar. It says that you blow the Shofar during Yoyevel on Yom Kippur. So it would appear, the Gemara is assuming right now, that we start Yoyevel on Yom Kippur. It says the Gemara, no, Hamani, Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Eishav, Yochanan, Ben Breika. We've seen this opinion. Year. Ma Talmud Loimar, why does it have to say that? Lefisha Neemar, B'yoyim HaKippurim, because we said that you blow the shofar Yom Kippur, Yochol lo yemes kadeshes, Ela B'yoyim HaKippurim ve'elech. I might think because of that the whole Yovel only becomes niskadesh from Yom HaKippurim. Talmud Loimar, V'kidashtem es shnas achamishim. Melamed shem iskadeshes ve'eleches mitchilasa. Says the Gemara now, according to this opinion, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yochanan ben Breika, the Yovel starts from the beginning of the year. Mikan Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishav Yochanan ben Breika. Mi Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim. There was this interesting zone between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Lo hayu avadim niftarim lebateim. The avadim were not sent home. The slaves were not sent free. Velo mishtabdim la'adunayim. And they also wouldn't work for their masters. So they weren't enslaved. So like kind of like in this quasi-twilight zone. They would eat, they would drink, they would be happy, and they would wear their hats. Apparently a slave is not allowed to wear a hat. Once it would reach Yom Kippur, tikur bezdin b'shoifer. So then bezdin would blow the shoifer. Niftu avadim libateim. Now the avadim would be then allowed to go back to their houses. Sodas chayzris libaleim, and the fields go back to their owners, and therefore we see that really the yovel started the beginning of the year. So therefore, it is from Rosh Hashanah according to this opinion. The rabbanon, now the rabbanon of the opinion, not like Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishav Yochanan ben Breika, the rabbanon of the opinion that yovel only starts on Yom Kippur. So what do they do with this extra drasha that Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishav Yochanan ben Breika made? He made a drasha that it says in the pasuk, "Kedashim shnas achamishim." So, what did the rabbanim do with that drasha? Rabbanim shanim ato mekadesh vi ato mekadesh chadoshim. They say, "We're mekadesh shanim. You're not mekadesh chadoshim." What does that mean? That means that our minog is that there's something called kiddush achoidesh with bezdin and the whole deal. But the rabbanim say, "No. The only thing you're mekadesh is shanim. You don't have to be mekadesh chadoshim." Obviously, we don't paskin like these rabbanon. Tanya idach, we have a different brisa that says yoivel hi. Ma Talmud loimer. Why does it have to say yoivel hi? The fishanem v'kidash the mishnas achamishim, because it says you have to be mekadesh the 50th year. Yochol, I might think. Yochol, I might think. Kishem shem is kadeshes v'hoyleches mitchilasa. I mean, I think that just like in the beginning, we have that like twilight zone. So also at the end, you might have a twilight zone, like going out of Yovel. Like you might have like a like a buffer zone, a soft ending. The same way we have a soft opening. So I might think they're just like it's miskadesh alechas mitchilasai, also in the end, we're three lines from the bottom. Al titame, and don't be surprised. What do you mean? It's the end of the year already. How could you have more kedusha? Shari moisifin michol ala kodesh. There's a concept of adding from chol to kodesh. So we see that to have a little extra yovel at the end wouldn't be so bizarre, because we know that there's such a thing called moisifin michol ala kodesh. Talmud loimer yovel hi, says the Gemara, brings a pasuk that there's an emphasis. This is yovel, which means only this year and not any other year. Yovel hi shnas chamishim. Yovel hi shnas chamishim. Shnas chamishim atom mekadesh v'atom mekadesh shnas chamishim ve'achas. The only thing that is yovel is the 50th year. Don't put any kedusha into the 51st year. V'rabbanan. What are the Rabbanon going to do with that pasuk? In other words, the Rabbanon that didn't have a soft opening. We said, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel ve'Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, so the Kedusha kind of starts, but it's not real. So according to Rabbanon, where you don't have that, and the Yovel starts on Yom Kippur, and up until then there's nothing, so what do we need the extra pasuk of Yovel he for? Rabbanon, Shnas Chamishim Ata Moine, V'Ata Moine Shnas Chamishim Ve'achas. Rabbanon use a drasha for something else and says, this year is Yovel and not anything else. Because La Fuke is coming to exclude or coming to disqualify or to say not like, trying to think of a good English word for that. La Fuke, I don't know what would be the right word. Exclude, that's the word, to exclude from Rabbi, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Damar, Shnas Chamishim Oyle Lekan Ulekan Kamash Malon Deloy. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that this year of the 50th year will have a dual functionality. It will function as the 50th year of the cycle, but it will also function as the first year of the next cycle. So this year is Yovel, and it's also the first year of the following Shemitah. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Chacham are saying not like that. They're saying, no, this is the 50th year, and that's all it is. The first year is next year. So it goes 50 and then 1, as opposed to according to Yehuda, where it goes 50 and then 2, because 50 is Yovel, but it's also the first year. So we say, again, it says, according to Rabbanan, the top of Daf Tes Amid Aleph, Shnas Chamishim Atamoyne, V'Atamoyne Shnas Chamishim Ve'achas. La'afuke Midi Rabbi Yehuda Damar, Shnas Chamishim Oyle Lekan, Ulekan, which means that it's for the 50th year and it's also the first of the next cycle. Kamash Malon Deloy. You see from over here, not like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what they're learning from this pasuk. Now the Gemara says, where do you have this concept of adding Michal al HaKodesh? Where do we have this idea that you can extend the Shemitah? Let's see, the Tanya, it says in the Braisa. Becharish uvakatzir tish bois. Now over here, it's interesting. What this is referring to is referring to Shemitah or Shabbos. They're both called Shabbos. We mentioned the Panovich Rav on Shemitah would bend down, kiss the ground, and say good Shabbos to the ground. So Tish Bois can be referring to a regular Shemitah or it can be referring to regular Shabbos. Let's see how they learn in the Braisa. The Tanya, Bacharish Uvakatzir Tish Bois, which Charish is the plowing and the reaping. You should rest. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Einatarach Loimer Bacharish Uvakatzir Shel Shvius. He doesn't have to say it for Shemitah. It already said your field, you should not do any planting. Ella, what's it referring to? Charish shel erev shvius. It's referring to the plowing of erev shvius, hanichnas l'shvius. That goes into shvius. That doesn't mean it physically goes in. It doesn't mean that you're plowing and you start plowing before shvius and you continue plowing during shvius. It means the plowing of erev shvius that is going to be helpful for shvius. Like a month beforehand, you're going to plow the ground. Why are you plowing if you're about to do Shvius? The answer is, I want to improve the property during Shvius. So I'm plowing now, and it's having an effect on Shvius. That's us here. Katzir shel Shvius. Hayoytze lemoytze Shvius. What about the reaping of Shvius that goes into yomoytze Shvius? What does that mean? Let's say the crop has already grown one third. It's already grown, like it's already like considered to be crop. So that is something that being that it's already, even though you're harvesting after Shvius, I didn't do anything on Shvius, but because it's the crop of Shvius, therefore it's going to be Asir. That's according to the Tanakhama, which is kind of like Musifa Mechal Ala Kodesh. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ma Katsir Rishus, Ma Chorish Rishus, Af Katsir Rishus. Rabbi Shmuel says, and Rashi explains, that this is not talking about regular Shemitah, it's talking about Shabbos. It's telling us that the Isser of Shabbos, of a regular 7 day a week, the seventh day of Shabbos, is just like we know that it's only Asr to do something that's Rishus, just like a Chorish is always a Rishus, the plow is always a Rishus. Av Katsir Rishus, it's only Asr to do a Katsir that's Rishus. In other words, if you have a mitzvah to do of Katsir, you're allowed to do it even though it's Shabbos. And even though this action, if it wasn't a mitzvah, would be Asr on Shabbos, we have a special heter for the mitzvah. Yatza Katsir HaOmer Shu Mitzvah. When there's Katsir HaOmer, you're cutting the Omer, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos because it is a mitzvah, it's a special heter of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is, because the Pasuk is highlighting Charish and Katsir, it's coming to say that just like Charish is always Rishus, so to Katsir is only Asr if it's a Rishus. Now, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel doesn't learn from over here the concept of Maisif and Michal al HaKodesh. Says because he uses it for this Rishus thing. Rabbi Shmuel, the Maisif and Michal al HaKodesh minale. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, where are we going to know this concept that you could add from Kodesh to Chol? He says, Nafkle Midatanya. He'll learn from somewhere else. It says in Ebraisa, Ve'inisem es nafsho seichem betisha. Which says that a person should afflict his soul on the ninth day. Now, this is a reference to Yom Kippur, and it's interesting because we know Yom Kippur is not the ninth day of Tishrei, it's actually the tenth day of Tishrei. So why does it say in the Pasuk, Ve'inisem es nafsho seichem, you should afflict your soul on the ninth day? Says the Gemara, there's a drasha. Yochol betisha, tamad lo yimer be'erev. Says it at night. Now, the night after the ninth, yibe'erev, yochol mishatech shach. If it's at night, I'm going to think that it's only after it gets dark. Tamad lo yimer betisha. But it says it's the ninth. So it says the ninth at night. So which one is it? Is it the 10th or is it the 9th? Okay, tzat. Maschilu misanami ba'oid yoy. We should start fasting already when it's still day. Melamed shemaisifin mechol ala koidesh. I see from over here that we start early, and that's actually why we're noig to do kol nidre early. So we should make sure that we start fasting when it's before shkia. Ein li ela b'kni sasai. I only see this concept of adding kedusha in the beginning of the Yom Tov, be yitziyasai minayin. How do we know at the end also? Tamil loymer may erev. It says may erev. It says may erev ad erev. From evening till evening, just like the first erev is a little early, so too the same erev is a little early, or is a little late. I'm sorry. Just like the first erev, you have a concept of adding, so to the second erev, you have a concept of adding. Ein li ela yom kippurim. That's only true for Yom Kippur. Maybe it's a special day, Yom Kippur. Shabbos minayin. How do you know that it's also true for Shabbos? Tamil loymer, tishbaisu. It says tishbaisu, which is lashon rabim, which is means that it's going to be on both of them. We say this in the smiras. The smiras say, we say during kol makadosh, am achrim lotzei smina Shabbos, umimaharim lovoi. Those that leave Shabbos late and bring it on early. There's a special school of bringing on Shabbos early. I know that sometimes when people are dealing with difficult situations, they're advised by great people to be makabel Shabbos early. It's a very big schus to be maisif, add kedusha to your life, and have more Shabbos. So it says in the pasuk tishbaisu. Tishbaisu is telling us that also on Shabbos we should have this. This concept of maisif and meachal al kodesh. Yomim toivim minayin. How do we know yomim toivim also has this din? Tamad Leimer, Shabbatchem. Because it also says in the Pasuk, so okay, Tzad, where do we see it from this Pasuk, Shabbatchem? Komokom Shiesh Boi Shvus Mosifin Michal Ala Kodesh. Anywhere where they have this Shvus, this idea of Shvisas Melacha, and Yom Kippur also, it's not the same as Shabbos, Yom Kippur also there's Melacha we're not allowed to do, then over there in Masif and Mechal al HaKodesh, there's this concept of adding extra Kedusha. Rabbi Akiva, hi, v'anisam es nafsho seichem betisha mai avedlei. Rabbi Akiva already learned from elsewhere Masif and Mechal al HaKodesh. He learned it from B'charash of a Katsir Tishbais. So what does he need the pasuk v'nisim es nafshu seichem betisha for? What does he learn from Tisha? My avilei mi bayilei lekidetani. Rabbi Chia bar Rav midiftoi. Chia bar Rav midiftoi learned to tani. Chia bar Rav midiftoi. V'nisim es nafshu seichem betisha. V'chi betisha mesanim mesanim. Do we fast on the ninth day? Haloi besiri mesanim. So we had used it up until now to say that you're moisifin. We fast also a little bit on the ninth. But he doesn't. He learned that from somewhere else. So what is he going to use this pasuk for? Anyone that eats and drinks in the ninth day, we consider it as if ki'ilu, we treat it as if he was mis'ane chi'i va'asiri. It's as if he fasted the ninth and the tenth. There's different pshatim in the Rishayin. And why is it ki'ilu? It's as if he fasted the ninth and the tenth. One reason is because he aided his fast by eating on the ninth day. He's aiding his fast, so there it's also doing the Ratzon Hashem. So it's if he fasted, because that's also called the Ratzon Hashem. Others say that he actually made his fast harder by eating, because if you eat beforehand, so then you get hungrier. It depends on if you eat the entire. It depends on what it means. He's oichel b'chi. Does it mean that he ate a lot or he ate the entire ninth day, or does it just mean that he? Like ate right before the fast. But either way, it's Kilu is Misana Chiva Asiri. We know that there's a big inyan of eating on the ninth day of Tishrei. It's a special type of eating. It's a person who eats L'shem Shamayim. Therefore, it's as if he's fasting. That's what the Pasuk says. That's what we learn it from there. That's what we use it for. We will continue Be'ez Hashem, hopefully, with more tomorrow.